This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And in the UK, tennis is in the air, and technology is trying to make things fair, at least on Wimbledon's courts. The renowned tennis event is amping up the technology to this year's tournament, aimed at stopping bias from automations. Explaining how after these tech headlines. Keeping it in the UK, Britain's competition regulator is reviewing Amazon and its investment in UK food delivery startup Deliveroo, as the expansion of Silicon Valley giants heightens antitrust concerns in markets around the globe. The UK Competition and Markets Authority said Friday that it had served an initial enforcement order for the Amazon Deliveroo deal, preventing the companies from integrating their operations while the CMA considers launching a formal investigation. The CMA, without specifying any antitrust issues, said it was examining the deal because it believed the two companies had either, quote, ceased to be distinct, end quote, or had made plans to that effect. Initial enforcement orders are intended in part to keep deal partners from taking action that might impede the competition regulator from ordering remedies. Deliveroo said in May that Amazon would lead a $575 million funding round in which the U.S. tech giant would become one of its biggest investors. Samsung says it thinks its second quarter operating profit will fall 56.3% worth from a year earlier. This is due to sluggish demand for memory chips and a nagging U.S.-China trade dispute that didn't help matters. According to the journal, Samsung said it expects operating profit to fall $5.56 billion from a year earlier. Revenue is expected to fall 4.2%. The company will report final results later this month. The U.S. government issued its first public defense of a law that restricts federal agencies from doing business with Huawei Technologies, saying it had ample national security reasons for enacting it. The law put new limits on federal dollars going to Huawei and its Chinese rival, ZTE. And the U.S. government's defense of the law, articulated last week in a legal filing, comes just days after President Trump raised the prospect of relaxing a U.S. campaign against Huawei. The journal's Dan Strump has the very latest at WSJ.com. Coming up, tech takes over tennis at Wimbledon. Tennis season is here, but bias from computer-generated video highlights? That may be a thing of yesteryear if technology has anything to say about it. As you may know, Wimbledon, or the championships, is the oldest tennis tournament in the world, but new are the efforts to bring AI into the mix, namely a project that tackles through hours of footage and automatically picks out the best shots from matches played on its 18 courts. Sam Seaton, a client executive at IBM, the club's tech provider, explains.
There's 18 courts at play here. There's up to four matches on a court on any particular day. There's hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage to go through. By using artificial intelligence to create highlights packages, we're able to support the club here in providing that content, whilst that frees up time then for the digital editors to be able to go and look at other content they might want to create, other storylines they're looking for. And that all contributes to Wimbledon having, you know, 220 million views of video content through the championships last year.
The AI chooses based on how a player reacts and how much the audience applauds, among many other elements. And in fact, it gets very complicated.
So are the crowd really excited? Are they shouting and cheering? Another element of that is the players. Are they really animated? Are they fist pumping? Are they, you know, waving up at their box? And then the third element is data. So match data. Is it a really pivotal moment in the match? And by bringing all of those three things together, we're able to rank every point. And give it a rating, and then organize the point for the entire match and identify which ones are right to go into the highlights reel. By introducing our OpenScale software, that's allowed us to identify if there is any inadvertent bias and ensure there's fairness in all of the highlights packages that we're creating.
Like tennis, every play matters, and according to Alexander Willis, the event's head of communications, content, and digital, it all comes down to staying ahead of the innovation.
And we know that in an era of competition for attention and so much choice, having differentiation is, you know, so, so important. But we also recognise that Wimbledon has to remain relevant. And we may be in a fantastic position of strength now, but our job is to make sure that we maintain that position of strength, not just now, but for 10 years and 20 years' time. So the role that innovation can play in helping keep our traditions relevant is huge.
For the very latest, head to WSJ.com. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.